If you speak English well enough to understand what I'm saying right now, you probably use the articles a and an perfectly every day. The correct way to say a cat and an aardvark is second nature to most of us. But every once in a while, we come across a situation where the simple choice we take for granted suddenly doesn't seem so simple. For example, years ago when I was doing a presentation at a book festival, an audience member raised her hand to report a mistake she had seen that disgusted her. It was the word "an" in front of FBI agent. Standing in front of a small audience, I had to find a gentle way of telling her that, actually, it had been correct as written. Now consider this. One of the most unusual situations I run into in my copy editing work occurs when a travel article describes a hotel's rating with the American Automobile Association. You'd be amazed how often I see the word A before the initials AAA, and you'd be even more surprised how often I leave it alone. But before I get to that, some basics. A and an are called indefinite articles. They derive from the Old English word for one. They're different from the definite article, the, in that they don't specify which thing you're talking about. Instead, they indicate that a noun is not a particular one known to the listener. A cat means I could be talking about any cat at all. The cat indicates that I'm talking about a specific cat that's either known to the listener or soon will be. The indefinite articles a and an are identical in meaning. The only difference has to do with sound. You use a before a noun that starts with a consonant sound, but you use an before one that starts with a vowel sound. For example, doctor starts with the consonant D, so it goes with A. He is a doctor. But engineer starts with a vowel sound, so it goes with an. He is an engineer. Perhaps the most common point of confusion on this matter has to do with the fact that some words that start with vowels don't actually start with vowel sounds, and some words that start with consonants don't start with consonant sounds. Compare, for example, the words umpire and university. They both start with the vowel U, but umpire is the only one that starts with a vowel sound. Universe is pronounced as though it begins with the consonant Y, just like the words you and your and yourself. So while you would say we need an umpire, but you would say we enrolled in a university. And in case you're wondering, the article A is usually pronounced a, although you can pronounce it either way seems appropriate to you in your context. Now you should start seeing why someone would be confused about the initials FBI. They start with the consonant F, but the letter F is pronounced with a vowel sound at the beginning, F, which sounds just like the vowel E at the beginning of the word everyone. So that's why before FBI you would want an. He is an FBI agent. And yes, that's true regardless of whether you're saying it or you're writing it. In either case, the choice is always about pronunciation. A few words, most notably historic, have their own special practices that people follow. You can find a separate podcast on historic on this site, but the short answer is that you can use either a or an before historic as you prefer. But even knowing all there is to know about indefinite articles doesn't make every situation clear. For example, as I mentioned, I often see A instead of an in front of the initials of the American Automobile Association, or AAA. In the past, when I've seen this in an article, what I've done is I've printed out the sentence on a piece of paper, and I tell the editor to listen as I ask several of our other colleagues to read the sentence aloud. For example, some will look at my piece of paper and read aloud, "Westin is an AAA three-diamond resort." But others, looking at the same piece of paper, will read aloud, "Westin is a AAA three-diamond resort." They're looking at the same thing. They're looking at three A's, yet they're saying a word that isn't even on the page, triple. That's why either an A or an AN before the American Automobile Association's initials is correct. The writer or editor in charge is free to make either call on how it's pronounced. And editors I've worked with go either way. It's all based on their belief of how it's pronounced in the reader's mind. Here's another example that, though it doesn't come up much in professional publishing, works the same way. Xmas. If you think it's pronounced X, you use an when writing, "I got an Xmas present." But if you think that people seeing Xmas on the page pronounce it in their minds, Christmas, then you put an A in front of it. "I got a Christmas present." So when pronunciation is in dispute, it's up to you whether you use a or an. The important thing to always remember is that pronunciation and not spelling is the key.